Hello, and welcome once again to the Trans-Icelandic Broadcast. I am Andy Sophia Fontaine, news editor at the Reykjavik Grapevine, and our guest today is Marceline Gudmundsdottir. Today we're going to be talking about trans kids. Before I go on, I'd like to encourage you to like and subscribe. Consider joining Grapevine's High Five Club, where you can get first-time perks and early access that other readers and listeners don't have access to. And wherever you are, check out our shop. We've got a lot of cool stuff for offer in our shop. So, on the subject of trans youth. Now, this is a pretty hot topic in the U.S. and the U.K. in particular. In the U.S., there are U.S. state legislators that have been introducing bills and in some cases passing them into law that target trans children. Now, these restrictions include everything from banning puberty blockers, which, by the way, are fully reversible once you stop taking them, requiring teachers to report gender nonconforming behavior in children to their parents, and penalizing doctors and even counselors for treating trans kids, amongst other things. But what happens when a trans kid is actually supported? Well, that's why we have Marceline here today. In Iceland, children as young as 15 can determine their legal gender marker without parental consent. And kids younger than 15 can do so if they're supported by their parents. So on this subject, we just wanted to provide some sort of picture of what happens when a young person who is trans comes out and actually gets the support they need in a supportive environment. So to start us off, Marceline, you might not be able to pinpoint this to an exact moment in time, like having some blinding flash of light epiphany about your gender identity, but when did you begin to realize that you were trans?
I think I was really young.
Really young.
Yeah. I think I started to realize that maybe 6 years old.
About 6 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. And so imagine during that time, like you didn't just come to this decision and just come out like this.
No. I think I didn't consider coming out until I was like 17.
Until you're 17.
Yeah.
So in that intermittent time, can you describe a little bit what it's like to be trans and at that age, but in the closet?
It's really hard. At times it was really sad and depressed. Only recently I've been starting to getting a bit happier and feeling a bit better. Mm-hmm. It really helped coming out, and it really helped having this support.
And for context, you're 19?
Yeah.
Yes, sir? Yes. Just so everyone knows, you're 19 years old. So it's only been 2 years since you came out.
Yeah.
And when you did, like, how did you begin the process of coming out exactly? Did you start by talking to your friends first, or did you sit down with your parents first, or what?
Well, I think I started talking to people online. I didn't really come out to my parents, didn't really come out publicly until a year ago. But I started talking to trans people on social media services like Discord and Facebook and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I came out to my online friends, not my like real life friends. And they were really supportive, and they encouraged me to go through with it. And about a year later, I came out to my parents and came out publicly. And I was really surprised to receive a lot of support.
How did your parents react?
I was so nervous. I didn't really expect anyone to be supportive in real life. But they were really supportive, and I'm really thankful.
That's very sweet. You were in school Were you not at this time?
Not when I came up publicly. I think I just recently started the...
Like, did you begin the process of transition?
No, I think I began the process, like after I finished 10th grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for, and when we talk about transition in this context, mm-hmm. like we're talking about changing your gender presentation.
Yeah.
For example.
I think I started doing that a little bit earlier, but I didn't really do it in public. And I thought of myself as a feminine boy because I didn't really think it was safe to come out as a trans girl. Yeah. But it really helped coming out, and I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, I can believe it. Certainly so. And what sort of difference did the like? I mean, having support from online friends is one thing.
Yeah.
But, like, and, like, I'm not dissing online friends, by the way. I think those can be just as valid friendships as any other friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in terms of, like, people that you, you know, meet in your daily physical
yeah.
life, like, the support of actual IRL friends and your parents, what difference did this make for you?
I felt a lot more comfortable. As soon as I came out, I started making a lot of friends. I've always had a really hard time making friends, until I came out. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really good, I think. I started to become a lot more confident in interactions.
Okay. One of the reasons why I was really interested in doing this topic, I have to admit, is also for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up in a time, not to date myself too much here, but when I was a kid, like, I also, when I was around the same age as you started to realize it, I had a strong sense of my own gender identity too.
Mm-hmm.
But... trans people were all but invisible, like in television and movies, and where trans people were visible, it was usually just really gross jokes, and so I just decided, like, oh, I'm not one of those people, and I just kept this push down inside for decades before I was able to do so. So you had this environment, I guess starting online, where you had support and people saying that, you know, you're valid and this is good and you should definitely explore this.
Mm-hmm.
And this made a huge difference for
you.
That's wonderful. And since then, now, when have you been following the news that's been happening in the U.S. and other parts of the world with regards to trans kids?
I've heard a little bit about it. My friend in the U.S. told me a bit about it. I've only heard, like, horrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked too much into it yet, though. But I've heard really, really bad things.
And if you were to be able to speak to, like, any of these kids in the U.S. who are now up against these obstacles right now, what would you like to say to them?
I think you should keep going. try to change the system, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
maybe it's not entirely on trans kids to change the system, though, so much as like their cis parents.
I think people just in general should be inclusive and supportive, and I think that would help a lot.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree with you there, Because it sounds to me like, as you're talking about your experience, that having that like open vocal support around you, like from your friends and from your parents, especially your family, has not only helped you come out, but also helped you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Have you been able to like network with other trans kids here in Iceland? Or trans young people? You're not a kid, I'm sorry.
Well, I haven't really talked to trans people younger than me. I've really only, everyone I know that is trans is a bit older than me. So I'm the youngest in my friend group. So I haven't really done that yet.
That's really interesting. I wonder what, I mean, I recognize this is speculation, but I wonder why it might be that, like, there, that most of the trans people, you know, are, like, a bit older. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that there's any kind of social pressure in Iceland on trans kids to stay in the closet?
Yeah, I think there might be. I don't think the trans services for the younger people is as well funded as for the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that they don't really get any kind of funding, and that it's really, really hard to come out if you're under 18 and get treatment or services.
That's very telling. So when the support network is there, it's going to help people come out much more, even in, you know, a country as progressive as Iceland when it comes to trans rights. Like, we have to remember that people under the age of 18 can be trans as well. And yeah, that should absolutely be backed up in the infrastructure. Where other points are concerned, just basically wanted to thank you for coming here and like talking about your experience and going through this. I know these are a lot of very personal questions, but I think it's important that people see that, like, this is what happens when you support a trans child. Like, you know, happier, healthier, feeling better about themselves, and more well-adjusted in society. So, with that in mind, is there something else you want to add, Marceline?
Well, I can't really think about it.
It's okay. It's totally okay. So that's really wonderful. I appreciate you coming out here today, Marceline. She's a bit shy. So that's it for this edition of the Trans Icelandic Broadcast. Once again, if you like this content and want to see more of it, like and subscribe. Definitely do consider joining one of our Grapevine High Five clubs. And as always, visit our shop to check out all the good stuff we have on offer. Thank you for coming, and goodbye for now. All right. Thank you for coming, and goodbye for now.